Hello.
Hi, Mr. Holden.
Hello. Bob, I just talked to Henry and
thought I'd alert you. He's on me a couple places.
I think we will have to put that tube in off to 20.
Okay.
In that period of time.
Now, okay.
Don't forget, when he talks to you tomorrow, I think he's quite flexible in that period. And of course, the economic thing, you know, that meeting must can be put around it one way or another, either before we go or when we return, whatever the case might be.
Oh, that, you mean the productivity thing?
What the hell with the productivity? I won't be for that.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they want to come to California. Now, what I meant is, if we go, if we have to go to Midway on the 20th and 30th, mm-hmm. that other meeting on the budget. And all that
oh, oh, yeah, I see. Right, sure.
We just have that.
Right. Well, that'd be fine. You could just stop in California.
Yes, I think it'll work out. They're giving, they give dates on either end. In other words, it'll be on one week, it'll be on the other.
Okay.
Now, one thing, other thing, he said that, I mentioned to him that he talked to somebody who said that we were considering doing an office.
Right.
Nope.
Nope.
I didn't know. Did he talk to somebody?
I don't know. That's the first I've heard anybody mention that. So,
I wouldn't want to waste my energy.
Absolutely not. Just no thought of that at all.
Other possibilities that I have just a schedule. I suppose that we might consider it if we think the Friday on this is your Friday. If we think that is not a pretty good day, we could be a Tuesday first.
The domestic stuff at noon. Henry doesn't have his ready, which may be why he's fucking around about something, because he said he's got word on the plane coming back tonight that he wasn't going to have his ready at noon tonight.
Well, I want this prepared about the same way I'm
right.
I don't want it domestic before.
Right.
Yeah, just want
but Pat gets the input from both of them.
But I really want to do the 10 major questions. Oh, well.
No, they won't do two books. Pat will put it into one.
Yeah. Well, what I meant is that I want them to get it thought through in the best of the form.
Right.
Perfect balance.
Right.
And we don't have 10 minutes of questions. 10-4.
Right.
10-4 and ask one of the best of the form. Maybe that's why Henry was tell him not to go to the go through all the agony. He should have it ready. Tell him to take all day tomorrow.
Yep.
No, I was talking to they said that I came in and I asked our advance guy to tell him that he said that apparently that must have been some misunderstanding. Kind of got the idea that he was doing it. He was going to sit in front of the press. Julie, Professor Hart, just wanted to say, well, do it on television. So they got into the I just want to be sure that, you know, with Pat, she will not sometimes do it. Whenever we can, we want to, if we ever have you, we don't have it very often, we want to do it. And, you know, it's kind of a mission.
Yep.
It's a hell of a waste. We just have them go talk to the writing press. And I'm sure that with all of that, kind of just thinking the same rules apply to them. But that's what we're saying. They did go ahead, and she said that the camp was there, so they did go ahead, I'm sure, which is exactly what I wanted.
Sure.
I would have, if I had been asked, I would have, of course, sent them the whole goddamn, all the television crew down there, too. I think that's awfully good stuff.
You're darn right.
And, that's as much as they can find.
I'll sure check that. So that's
well, it's not your fault. It's just
about
to.
If they're willing to, if they're
it's
willing
Connie,
to let them do it.
Connie
sure.
Doesn't really know, you see, what the... She's naturally, she's a little gun shy. She's afraid to do anything. But I'm never going to have anybody waste their time doing things for the press alone. We want to, you know, make the television. As far as we were concerned, we had our television story and then the crowd. I would not want to have gone on yakking around.
Right.
Would have been a great mistake. We got to where they wouldn't run that. I say they must have done it.
Yeah. Well, they're great.
Those pictures from Mobile, huge, both places.
So solidly
pro-American.
Pro, that's right.
And the damn flag. And so forth. It will not go unnoticed, of course. The deception is enormous because of all of
them. Yeah.
Which everybody knows.
Yeah.
Notice how close he stuck to it?
Oh, he sure did.
That's fine. Got
that red blunt right in his car with him. Knew where it went. I noticed he got some booze too.
Yeah. Probably here for the. Also, you ran
no,
a dirty.
No, it was out in the crowd.
You ran a dirty campaign.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. Well, he doesn't look so hot either.
You don't think so?
No, I thought he has a strange look. I guess he always has, but he's
fanatical looking.
Yeah, but he also kind of, I don't know, he had sort of a beaten look or something. Doesn't seem to have the pizzazz that he used to have. Yeah.
See, look back on this present day. The only way to go is to go completely on the other
day. Yeah.
I only wish we could go without capital officers and without.
We can.
I mean, without, well, yeah. Yes, unless they're running for office. But without Congress, the senators, the governors, and all that sort of thing. We do pretty well. But what I mean is that you can just go in and do, find some band to them, you know, dedication and so forth, and keep them locked away. It's really so much more effective than having to go in, as we did in 70, campaign for some guy.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
This
you could do it all your way, and it just worked beautifully. You had the opportunity to stop, get into the crowd, let the crowd come up to you, without having to haul someone else along.
Press would find it very hard at the Spice Bunkers too, because they demonstrated with Preck, and we know the Negroes were extremely friendly.
Boy, weren't they? And
the whites were extremely friendly. There were very few freedom of choice signs. I had one or two.
Hardly any? Yeah.
There were one or two. And every place you went, they were yelling and hollering.
It was great enthusiasm, and it was Nixon's enthusiasm. Yay, Nixon. A lot of real positive reaction.
Yeah. What did Ron know?
Yeah, very safe. Oh, Ellen Thomas was her usual bubbling self. Even Henry Hubbard was enthusiastic. But they were all very impressed. Of course, they're all, as they do on everything else, they're all trying to figure the political significance.
Well, in all of my remarks, I was also very, very careful not to play to their prejudices.
Yep.
I talked about the bringing the races together, and we stopped, and you know what I mean. There was no damn, and they,
I didn't hear your thing in the briefing. I understand it was just sufficiently good. George Romney was,
well,
ecstatic.
He didn't know any better. I just gave a very big dose, frankly, of foreign policy.
Yeah.
Because I knew that the other subjects, I mean, I had about, did you know that damn briefing folder they gave me, there were 40 pages of stuff. So, Jesus Christ.
That's the stuff they're covering with them.
Well, they don't want to hear from you. They can't give a goddamn about revenue sharing, environment, health, and manpower training for me. They don't give a damn.
They got all that.
They got most of it. And, they want to hear about the world, about the spirit for the country, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But also, you know, in the public opinion, over here, that has a hell of an effect in Alabama. Don't you think?
I sure do. Take a sweep of a state like that today. Can't help but have it.
Well, and also in the briefing, I'm sure he's got the power of shooting at me, but it was good.
As you know, John wanted to use comedy there, but he was in Europe.
Oh, no. I don't mean that our power, but I meant the power in terms of
the
editors and so forth. So
I have to leave that situation.
Yeah. You might check to see.
I sure will.
What, I think you can see a lot of the people there that I would expect would be at that sort of thing. Maybe even heard the presentation about it.
Well, I had time. Then some of we got pretty much in short order, didn't we?
It may be, and also it may be that some of them would go on.
But I think that's what it is. Now they did, if you had a lot of Florida, and I mean a lot of Alabama in the receiving line, they did add some local press to the receiving line. That weren't the ones that were in the briefing, they were the local press that was covering during the day.
Yeah.
But you know, it was that thing that has the local press.
We had one problem that Harry Dent was speaking about, and that is that state chairman had only about 12 contributors there, and not the party leaders. He was concerned with what happened. And our people, I'm sure that they were told that he was limited in control. He decided, well, I'm going to contributors. didn't have Martin. He didn't have
Martin wasn't there?
No. He didn't have the National Committee or the Command or the County Chairman or any of those people there. He just had a few contributors and sort of the plan was to my time like the Red Bluffs of the biggest ones. So what I'm getting at is that Harry will be. I think we ought to let Harry play them. I would just assume, you know, it's just easy for me to meet 24 as 12.
Sure.
It only takes Williams to go right down that
right.
line, and I can rip right through them. Did we have some policy of limiting the number of those people? You could take 24 of those people shot up through the plane.
Yeah.
But we limited them, I noticed, to at Dallas to 24.
We worked back
to 12.
We worked back at trying to figure a number, and that was what, from the states, we got the feeling that was a good number, but it sure is that they just go to contributors.
Let me say that. I think actually, you don't need to have just that few. I wouldn't have 50.
Right.
But I think you could easily have 25. Let them drop through the plane, the Molap craft, and I just go down the line and meet 25 people.
Right.
Because you can meet 25 people in 3 or 4 minutes. There ain't problem at all. So why don't you tell
I can't
Harry.
I understand why Martin wasn't there. That was on. He was on the list.
Probably got mad.
Could be.
No.
They probably left off some of the people he wanted to have or something.
Well, the state chairman didn't get along.
Yeah.
But the point is that what happened was that he didn't have any political people. He just had financial contributors.
Defeats the purpose.
It does really go to the Marshall.
Yeah. Yeah, we should. We've got to work those better.
You know, one thing we said weekend was one of the best pictures of the year.
Julie and David?
My God.
There's several of them.
Oh, I know. They're different ones, and I've seen 3 or 4 of them. That will be a prize round to be in.
Wonderful pictures.
And great pictures of them and so forth and so on. It's fine. The little girl got her picture in the Miami paper, which is good. She saw that. But this is the one that's much better than ours. Yeah, we see Miss United States all the time.
That picture got around too. But
did it?
Oh yeah. But the Julie and David picture is, I think you're seeing.
Well, it was carried the New York News and the Washington Post and the New York Times too. They just cannot resist that kind of a picture. And the number of people that love dogs, the number of people that love fishing. Number of people that love two rather normal kids. It really, I don't think, can beat it, Bob. What do you think?
That's right. No, you can't. Just one of those things. You get a rare shot like that once in a while, it's just quick.
Well, give some thought to whether you think Tuesday might be better than Friday. I just don't know.
Okay.
Do you have any feelings about it now?
Not offhand, no. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't think it really makes much difference, and it seems to me maybe sooner is better than later.
Get it over
with. Well, get it over with, and then, you know, it's just
good. Things are fresh.
Good time to do it. A lot of writing.
Well, there'll be quite a bit of news out of what I said of them. They'll make a lot of news out of what I said of them to the media people, because they, you know, Herbert, as he puts it all on the record, I think it's not. We'll work on this. Nevertheless, there'll be quite a bit of news in that will make things better. Say, that's all right. Kind of the foreign policy thing that I talked about. So if they play it right,
Friday is the Sunday paper weekend TV.
Right.
First Tuesday doesn't have to be. I don't know. It might be better to do it too.
Well, thinking of the TV audience, the hell with the papers, the hell with the news and all the rest. got to think of when we have the better TV on Friday or Tuesday.
Yeah, why would you just have to go on a judgment guess? I just don't know. The
question of the day after.
On the normal ratings, it wouldn't be much different. But because of Memorial Day weekend, I suppose there's a possibility. I don't know whether Friday gets a lower rating or a higher rating.
Yeah.
And nobody would be able to tell you. Except by guess. Let me do a little
check. That's sort of a feel.
Yeah.